Sean, let's pick it up by talking about the blackout where we left off just moments ago.
Okay. Once again, on the 21st of August on your show, I said that it was a copy of the Promise software that was being used as part of a terrorist action against the United States that caused the blackout. What we now know in the media is that we know that the blackout began at a substation in Ohio. The man who ran the substation has now testified that he said, quote, "My computers went crazy," unquote. He said that there were lines of code that were being spit out of his computers that he had never seen before. And now an investigative reporter named Gordon Thomas, who is he was one of the top investigative reporters in England, now works for a publication here in the United States called the American Free Press. It has now been, in my mind, confirmed not only by this presidential advisory source who said it was the Promise software, and once again, I could only ask him questions that he could answer, and we even know who it is. And I'm very familiar with this individual because my father used to work as an executive for TRW, which is a major aerospace and military organization here in Hermosa Beach. They're over in Manhattan Beach here. Many people may probably remember one of the greatest spy scandals in American history, that of a man named Jonathan Pollard. And Pollard was a spy for Israel.
Right.
Still
in jail, right?
Who is still in jail. He's serving a life sentence. He actually cut a deal to not be tried for treason and be hung, actually. And of course, in the one time, it was kind of a weird thing because he said he was, he kept saying that he was a Jewish activist and that he was doing this for his homeland, which is nonsense. He only started talking about that when he got caught. He was being paid very well, to the tune of somewhere around $2 million a year, by the Israelis to basically steal every military secret, everything. I mean, and what people don't realize is that...
Well, whatever he could get his hands on.
Everything he could get his hands on. I'm quoting the report that actually came down at that time from Caspar Weinberger, who said he has sold every military secret worth knowing to the Israelis, and unfortunately the Israelis then turned around, put many of these secrets up in the world market, and sold them to the Russians and the Red Chinese, what have you. Pollard's handler in that case was an Israeli master spy named Rafi Attain. And Rafi Attain was the one who managed to, and he didn't even steal the Promise software. He went and met with Bill Hamilton and Inslaw, came back to his contact at the Justice Department, a man by the name of Rick Brewer, who then, in essence, handed him a copy of Promise. And of course, at that time, Promise was proprietary and classified. He took it back to Israel. The Israelis managed to then back engineer it. And so far, the Israelis have made something like $500 million on the world market then selling copies of Promise. Rafi Attain was in Ohio on the day of the blackout. It is now believed that Attain was the one, and we know this because Attain is now bragging about it. This was once the guy, once again, handled the most dangerous spy in U.S. history, is now back in, not under arrest, but is now back in the United States as an attaché diplomat of Ariel Sharon's under diplomatic immunity. And Attain was bragging about the fact that he was using a new version of Promise, this double Promise software that I've been telling you about, that is a new and improved version of this, and that he ran a test, according to him, on one of these Ohio substations, did not realize that the infrastructure was as weak or as antiquated as it was. And after he ran this test, it managed, in a cascade effect, closed down, you know, most of, caused the worst blackout in American history. This was confirmed by another former Mossad agent named Arvi Juval, who actually wrote a letter to Bill Hamilton, an email to Bill Hamilton, claiming that, you know, he had heard Attain actually bragging about the fact that he closed this down. Well, here's the danger of this. The danger is that this software can now be used, if they want to use it that way, to attack the alert systems of nuclear power plants. And actually, by attacking the alert systems of these power plants, turn the various safety protocols off. And once again, I will quote this government source who said that they could melt down a nuclear power plant without coming anywhere near it using this particular software.